We're going to welcome our next guest to the show, lifelong Guildford resident and the community reporter, with Surrey Live. Victoria Shipp joins us on the phone. Good morning, Victoria.
Hi, nice to see you.
Hi, nice to speak to you too. And so, this caught my attention actually on Surrey Live. A lovely picture of you outside Debenhams in Guildford. This is the Guildford Society. They've come up with this list of the best buildings in Guildford, and that's kind of been, I gather, has been like sort of the public are getting involved. Could you tell us a little bit about the Guildford Society and sort of what they've been doing with that?
So Guildford Society basically are about a century old kind of charity that helps to promote Guildford and what makes Guildford unique. I think their kind of idea is to stop Guildford basically just becoming part of London by preserving the old buildings in Guildford, buildings that are quite special and culturally significant.
Okay, so they've come up with this this list, and they've invited the public to get involved. What are their sort of thoughts? What's made their sort of their shortlist for the buildings in Guildford?
So what's interesting is the first time they've asked for the public to vote and nominate a load of buildings in Guildford that they think are the best, and they've kind of made it down to the shortlist of three buildings, and that's what caught my attention. So there's some like obvious buildings on there, such as our Guildhall, which is very pretty. If you've ever been to Guildford, it has a big clock, it's over the set of High Street, it's a kind of iconic image. They've included the cathedral, which is quite a big part of Guildford. It's not the classically beautiful cathedral, but it's very much there, featured in The Omen, in case anyone's seen that.
Yes.
But they've also included Debenhams, which was what I think has surprised most people, given that it's very much a 1960s building. It's concrete, rubby concrete at that, and it very much does not deserve to be on that list.
This caught my eye, the article on Surrey Live. There's a lovely picture of you standing outside Debenhams looking less than impressed.
I do agree, actually. It's not capturing me, the building.
I mean, what's the future? I mean, we know that Debenhams obviously is no more. The building lying derelict. I mean, what's happening with that building at the moment, do we know?
So it's been bought by some developers who want to turn it into flats and some like cafes, possibly a cinema. There's been lots of talks about it. I think that's still going through the planning application phase, especially there's been some concern about how tall that building can be.
Yeah.
But the old Debenhams building, if this plan goes ahead, will be no more. They're going to knock it down and build a new one.
So you can't put a building that you can knock down on a list of the most beautiful buildings in Guildford, can you?
Well, my thoughts were that if it was so beautiful, why were these developers trying to knock it down? And I think I'm vaguely in the right, the majority opinion there. I know some people are hoping, I think maybe they wanted to put on the list so the building could be preserved and kind of fight back, but I think that's a losing battle.
Interesting. So you've lived in Guildford all your life, and I've lived in Woking all my life, and Woking has changed beyond recognition. I mean, it's basically very, very different to what it was when I was growing up. What sort of changes, what are the main sort of changes that you've noticed in Guildford in your lifetime?
I mean, I suppose it's probably a story about much everywhere else. We've had some new, taller buildings built. Some more modern looking buildings, mostly residential flats, that type of thing. But I think the biggest change you notice if you were around Guildford is just how much the high street's changed. Obviously we've had the loss of kind of iconic shops that used to be there.
House of Fraser springs to mind.
House of Fraser, yes. Debenhams is one of those. We used to have a Woolworths ages ago, but that obviously went. But now when you look around Guildford, it's mainly coffee shops. Lots of the kind of iconic street brands, clothing brands aren't there anymore. Yeah. There's sadly still quite a lot of kind of empty shops on the high street. Yeah.
And Ashley, who lives in Guildford, you're nodding in agreement at this.
Yeah, so I'm seeing lots of expensive looking shops, but the smaller ones have closed. It's quite a sad sight to see. It's pretty much the same in Woking as well, I'd say.
Yeah, I think it is pretty much the same. In a lot of towns, you know, it becomes a sea of coffee shops. And I guess, you know, everything's going online, people going on Amazon to do their shopping. So, you know, and rising rents, cost of living. So, yeah, and you mentioned Woolworths as well. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. We used to have a Woolworths in Woking. I think the original Woolworths in Woking is now a Wetherspoons. And, yeah, I think there's a whole generation of young people now who have grown up not actually knowing what Woolworths is. You know, you get that sort of Woolworths, what's that?
Well, Woolies.
Oh, yeah. And the pick and mix. Did you ever take a pick and mix sweet and not pay for it? Like, testing. I told my children you was allowed to take one sweet and test it.
What are your memories of Woolworths then, Victoria? Were you a big fan of Woolies back in the day?
I mean, sadly, I was very young when it closed.
Here we go.
It looks like that, isn't it?
So I don't really have any, but I know how iconic it was, yeah. And I know Buckley Webb it was in Guildford.
Yes.
So obviously sad to have missed out on that cultural phenomenon.
Of course, Wilko's is, you know, that's kind of a similar kind of comparable situation there. I mean, that sort of took over when Woolworths disappeared, and now Wilko's itself. Okay, so you've come up with your sort of own suggestions, and I think you're very qualified to do that because you are a lifelong Guildford resident. So your list then, should we go through that? What would you put on your list of iconic Guildford buildings?
So we've got the Angel Hotel.
Yep.
If you're not from Guildford, you might not know what it is, because why would you? It's down the high street near the bottom. It's a kind of one of the old inns that serve people travelling around this part of the country. Basically dating back from medieval times. It's still got its original spiral staircase. It's kind of Tudor front, it's white with those classic beams, and there are some ghost stories there as well. So it's one of those kind of classically very old and pretty buildings.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it now, actually, and it's one of those, I guess, you know, if you don't live in the area, you may walk past it and think, oh, that's nice. But when you start looking into it, the history and the heritage of that and a lot of the buildings in Guildford, you know, it's quite interesting, isn't it?
No, it's one of those buildings you could very easily miss, but has a great history and is just so pretty and unique to Guildford, I think.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk some more. We're going to get a song on, and then we'll come back, and we've got some more places in your list. Really interesting to hear this. And if anyone listening this morning, you've got any iconic buildings in Guildford, do get in touch with us here at Radio Woking. Victoria, we will come back to you. We're going to play a bit of music, and we'll be back with you in a couple of minutes, if that's all right.
Perfect.
Brilliant. Victoria Shipp there from Surrey Life, community reporter and lifelong Guildford resident. It is Radio Woking. This is Fergie and Glamorous. Are you ready? Are you ready? Really interesting, actually, hearing your alternative. You know, we've talked about the Guildford Society and their list of iconic Guildford buildings. We're going through your list at the moment. We talked about the Angel Hotel. Next on your list, then, at number two, the Watts Chapel Cemetery. So tell us about that.
I mean, this is more on the outskirts of Guildford, but I do think it technically still counts as Guildford. So I'm sure some of your listeners may have comments about that. It's a very different to most churches or chapels, in the kind of way the cathedral is very different, but it's much prettier than the cathedral. It's kind of outside, kind of terracotta look. It's a bit Art Nouveau. And then inside, it's got this beautiful wall painting. It's very unique, very different. And if your listeners haven't been, I would recommend it. It is a very kind of stunning place.
Do you know what? I mean, this is going to sound really, really bad, but I don't think I've ever been there. Have you been to Watts Chapel before, Ashley? Hello. There we go. We're going to have to check that one out. We're adding that to our list of places to go. The Royal Grammar School, of course, walked past that many a times. That's next on your list.
Yes. I suppose it's a tale of two halves. I was mainly thinking about the old building, which is, of course, again, got lots of history. Tudor building. The inside has got this chained library, which is very unique to it. It's got lots of kind of classical works of literature, but the outside, again, old, classic, whitewashed building. It's quite a prominent thing on the top of the high street.
Yeah, and really interesting, include some classic text in the chained library, the Tudor building, you know, dating back nearly 500 years, and also, you know, including some of Isaac Newton's work. And it's thought the cricket was invented there as well, I believe.
Well, that they claim that. I think I don't know how strong their claim is. I know Dave think cricket was invented there. I haven't heard, and I've heard lots of other people argue that, so I'm going to assume that there's some historical accuracy there. But yes, a very prominent place in British culture, if that is true.
Absolutely, definitely, yes, very good. The Abbott's Hospital then, and this is a beautiful, beautiful building, just looking at a picture of that now. It looks more like a castle than anything.
Yeah, that was my fault. I think if you walked past, you wouldn't realise it was essentially a retirement home. but again, it was George Abbott was a very big part of creating that. That's what's called Abbott's Hospital, who is such a big figure in Britain, in Guildford's history. With George Abbott School, and everything you can tell, he's very much represented in Guildford. It looks more like a castle. It's got a red brick, it's got these two turrets, it's got this big crest above the door. And I know you can have a look around occasionally, especially during Heritage Week, which is just gone. Yeah. I know they do tours elsewhere, so I think that's also something worth having a bit of a nosy around, because it's very pretty, and I know they've got some historic stuff inside as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Heritage Open Days, you know, that's just brilliant. We're able to discover things in our community that we may not normally get to look around, and that's a good example of that. So the Yvonne Arnold Theatre, I mean, this is quite a beautiful structure. Maybe not as old as some of the others, but it's more modern building, but it's certainly worthy, I think, of making a list.
I mean, this was one of the ones I was less sure of, because I wanted to make sure I put a kind of more modern building on the list, and it was built in the same decade as Debenhams, so I wanted to show that 1960s architecture could be better.
But it's the contrast of Debenhams versus Yvonne Arnold.
they're very similar places in Guildford. They're both back onto the River Wey. And Yvonne Arnold is just an example of how it could be better. It's kind of got these white panels. It's very pretty at night when it's all lit up. And obviously, a focal point of Guildford nightlife, I think.
Absolutely, yes. The Panto coming up there, of course, as well, soon.
Yes.
Yeah. And this last one on your list, number 6, Guildford Castle. Now, we're talking about buildings. Guildford Castle is a ruin, though, isn't it?
Well, see, it was a kind of potential sixth place, because I didn't know whether I could count it as a building. I eventually landed on it being a building, because there are some enclosed rooms in Guildford Castle.
And it was a building when it was originally built, I would imagine. So, you know, you could probably have that one, I think.
Yes. For William the Conqueror, it would have been a building.
Love that. Fast is a ruin, but for William the Conqueror, it's fine. It was a building.
Yes, and I mean, such a unique part of Guildford. Yes. And I mean, if you've ever had to do a French Orwell and describe the town, the castle was always something people went towards, as far as I can understand.
And that's a really nice part of town, you know, sort of going around, having a picnic in the grounds of a castle. I love that part of Guildford. So, definitely that you have that one on the list. So there you go. So that's your alternative list. What do we think about this? You were saying the Rodwell buildings
on the one-way system in Guildford. That's a grade 2 listed building. It's been there for absolutely years. I mean, as far back as when I was a small child, that's some time ago. So, you
know. Yeah. What do we think about that then, Victoria? Should that be on the list?
I mean, I agree with you. It's a great building. I mean, I'm not sure if it pitches off something else that's on my list, but I mean, maybe top 7, maybe top 10.
Oh, we're getting a bit controversy here, aren't we?
If you could see his face.
He's thinking, would that be top of your list then, Ashley?
It would be.
Oh, interesting. Okay, what other buildings then, Ashley?
Of course, you've got next to it then, you've now got the Electric Avenue Theatre.
That's
quite a modern building, but quite a nice building to look at as well. And it's in the same vicinity as where this, where Vedbroke buildings are.
Okay, it looks like we're going to have a second list now. I think Ashley's going to put his own list together. This is going to get a bit heated, I think.
Don't forget the cathedral.
We talked about the cathedral, haven't we? we know Victoria's talking about the cathedral.
I mean, yeah, the cathedral, I don't think it's correct. I mean, it's striking, but I wouldn't call it pretty in any way.
And probably pretty. If you go inside, it's quite pretty and unique. Maybe outside, maybe it's, I don't know. Interesting. I'm sure everyone's got an opinion on this. And this is the thing about buildings, you know. One building could be beautiful, one person, another person thinks, oh no, this is better. So it's getting people talking and talking about the history and the heritage in Guildford, and you've got a lot of that in Guildford. It's really, I mean, for you as a lifelong resident of a town, what's the best thing about Guildford for you, Victoria?
Oh, I mean, obviously there's the kind of emotional thing of lived there all my life, so of course I'm gonna love it.
Yeah.
But that is just so much history there. You can see it on Heritage Weekends. I mean, I went to do history at university, and it may be one of those things that inspired me, just being surrounded by so much history. Just so much happening. You can see it when you walk down the high street. I mean, it's a very iconic looking high street with those sets, not cobbles, sets.
Okay. The cobbles are always fun. Up and down the cobbles. I mean, yeah, especially as Helen was saying, in heels. I wouldn't know about that, but
when you've had one or two drinks as well, John, always good fun.
Interesting. Okay, so yeah, I mean, Woking is somewhere you come from time to time, I gather, and have you got a favourite building in Woking? Can we kind of get a list for that?
I think I struggle to come up with much of a big list, but I do love coming to Woking. I think my favourite building is the Lightbox in Woking.
Okay.
I think I was taken there on a party wants to go do something at the Lightbox. I think it's a very pretty, unique building.
It is, and that's something I drive past all the time on sort of main way through Woking. That's really, yeah, that's really, I mean, I'm old enough to remember, I think it was the Westgate Centre. It was like a community centre in an old building that was on that site, and they knocked it down and put the Lightbox up, and that's really important, I think, to have that sort of venue locally. Okay, so you're a community reporter for Surrey Live, so that must be a real privilege and honour for you, Victoria, you know, the town you lived in all your life, and now you're able to uncover the local stories and what's happening and what makes the community tick.
Oh no, yeah, it is a real privilege to report on a kind of area that I know so well, but to also really focus on groups that aren't always in the news so often, things that don't make bigger news organisations, bigger publications, because they're very relevant to just one small group. That's kind of where I like to focus, and to do that with people I've known for ages, or for groups that I haven't had much interaction with before this job, but now can speak to and know how important it stuff is to them, and to actually make a difference,
yeah.
Talk about local petitions, issues that really matter, and to get them more attention.
And I bet you get to meet some amazing people along the way, don't you, doing that?
Oh no, I've got to meet some amazing people who are going through some really difficult times, people with illness or with problems with their business, or just really struggling, but I'm trying to make the best of it, are really inspiring, and trying to like fight to make a difference, to make life better for them and for others. And they were always so great to talk to.
Yeah, really, really moving to talk to people, hear their stories. We find that a lot at Radio Woking. Yeah, everyone's got a story and things that need to be talked about, and you're giving people that platform. How did you first get into this kind of line of work? What was it that made you think, yeah, this is what I want to do?
Oh, I suppose I was one of those people in one of those houses where the news was kind of always on, and I liked being able to explain things to people. I liked being able to tell people why something was happening, and that kind of naturally progressed to go to university, where I happened to do some radio at university. I was more of a radio person than a newspaper person.
Oh, there you go. Come and see us at Radio Woking. Yes.
I'd love to. I was the head of news at my university radio station, and there did a kind of local radio show about Exeter, which is where I happened to be, and then grew in love with local news and talking about smaller issues that really mattered to the people in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
And so when the opportunity came up to work at a paper in a place where I grew up, I couldn't miss it.
I mean, yeah, it's one thing doing, you know, when you're in Exeter University, doing sort of local news for that area, an area which you may not be that familiar with, I mean, to go to university there, but to actually do it in the town that you know and you love, and you know the places and the things that people are talking about, and I think you can really sort of relate to that, can't you?
No, yeah, it's brilliant when people are talking about things to go, oh, I know that school, I have that problem with that bus station, to be able to say, oh no, I really relate to it. I think it helps we relate to people I'm talking to, and it makes the job so much better.
There you go. It's brilliant work that you do, and yeah, we look forward to reading many more articles on Surrey Live that you've put together, and hopefully you know, we're going to come up with our own list and get talking about buildings not only in Guildford but in Woking as well. I think the mosque is probably an iconic building in Woking as well, actually, if we're coming up with a list for Woking. That's something. And yeah, there's many buildings, as we say, it's subjective depending on who you are, you know, people got different views and things. But Victoria, it's been really, really good to talk to you, and thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on those buildings this morning.
No, thank you so much for speaking to me. It's been great.
You're very welcome. And yeah, we'll stay in touch. Keep up the good work with Surrey Live and all the work you're doing.
Yeah, great. I hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you very much. There we go. Victoria Shipp there, community reporter from Surrey Live. If you've got any thoughts on this, buildings that you love in Guildford, or Woking, or anywhere else for that matter, let us know. We can come up with our own list as well. 01483 485 265 is the number. Studio at radiowoking.co.uk, or get in touch via social media.